Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff. Everybody, it's my dad wrote a porno. Porno day is upon us once more. I've got Alice, I've got James. How are you both?
In fine fettle.
Very good. Alice, how are you?
Yes.
Are you on some sort of sponsored silence?
Or? You wish. No.
That would Damn. Be great, wouldn't it?
How much would you pay?
I do like a rolling thing. The longer you shut up, the more I pay you.
Anyone looked on Twitter recently?
What at?
Rocky's been recruiting listeners to help him translate the books into Spanish.
I did see that.
That is a business language, guys.
Have you seen what some people have said?
No.
Oh my God.
I mean, the Twitter community have always been very helpful to Rocky.
They have. And someone's been very helpful by saying, you'd need to convert it into English first.
See, that's what I mean.
Shade coming from every angle.
Shade from Leanne. And then someone actually started for him. They said, hola, mio fromo Liverpool, and have bino to Benidormo. Mucho times, so can speako fluento Spanish. When do I starto? So I don't think they're taking it that seriously.
He might have fallen for that and hired that person.
Do you speak any other languages?
Just a little bit of French.
Do you? Un petit peu de français?
Un petit peu. Not enough to get by.
Do you speak any other languages, Jamie?
No, but I'm the sort of person that has a good crack when I'm away.
I bet you do.
Bonjour, ça va bien, bien. Yeah.
I bet Rocky has the confidence when he's abroad as well.
Dad is great. Dad can communicate with anyone. And I mean anyone. Dogs, parrots, you name it. He isn't so big on language, so to speak, but body language and kind of gesturing. And
oh, yeah.
He just oozes bonhomie.
Which is why novels were an unusual medium.
Were. Maybe interpretive dance would have been a better route for his
creative
juices.
Oh, I've seen him move. And boy, oh boy, those hips don't lie.
But yeah, just going back to the Spanish. What? Why do you think he's doing that?
I think it's because he's in Spain now. So maybe he's maybe told right. someone in a bar about it and he's like, I speak no English. So he'd be like, oh, don't worry, I'll get a translator tonight.
Also, it's not a business decision. It's like one person wants to read the book.
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't think he's thinking it like long term.
Rocky works in units of one person. We know that.
The book was sent to me. I read it to everybody else.
Well, as the Spanish say, olé. Does that mean like move on? No.
Sure. Vamos.
Vamos. That's vamos. Vamos, Jimmy. Where did we get? I'm totally forgotten where we got to. We were in the safe house, weren't we?
Yeah, Tony and Maeve are officially a thing with the hump and skunk.
Oh, the hump and skunk.
Hump and skunk.
Mm. Sweeping the nation.
I hope it's not.
Sweeping the world. What's hump and skunk in Spanish? Shall I have a look on Google Translate?
Yeah, go on.
Right. Hump and skunk.
Mm-hmm.
Joroba y mofeta.
Joroba y mofeta.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, but I like it.
It's romantic. It doesn't sound like you're rimming someone, which is nice.
Spanish will do that. It will put the romance where the rimming was.
So there you go. A little bit of that's a little bit done for Rocky already.
There you go.
Can you imagine if people have never learned Spanish before? They don't have GCSE or they don't have conversational Spanish. That's all they're going to go on holiday with.
Alice, for some holidays, that's all you need.
Wonderful.
Okay, who's ready for this chapter then?
Me.
Oh, that was good.
Which bit was me? I was in tune.
Tune?
What tune?
There was no tune there. Sweetheart.
What do you mean?
It was just a noise, wasn't it?
So, oh, I tell you what, in a break from tradition, tell us what the chapter's called.
This chapter is called Showering Ideas. double semicolon.
The first thing I think in pornography when you say shower is a shower of a particular colour.
No, a golden shower.
After last chapter, that'd be a lot. That'd be much too much.
I hope that's not going to happen.
We've not actually had shower sex.
Have we not?
I don't think so.
That's an obvious trope.
We've had the hosing down.
I mean, it's overdue. She must stink.
I'm not even giving the double punctuation the attention that it's craving.
No, and one of them's in red. So. Always something new.
It's not even a mistake. He went back and deliberately changed the colour.
I don't think he will have known how he did that.
Yeah. Okay, Belinda Blinked 5, Chapter 4, Showering Ideas. Belinda Blumenthal had once more found herself dug in to Agent Spoon's centralish London bachelor pad. All chrome and croissants.
That's bachelors for you.
What, his house is made of croissants?
Where there's not chrome, there's buttery pastry.
All chrome and croissants. It was a great place to wake up to in the day.
In the middle of the... She woke up at like 2 in the afternoon.
That's quite nice though. He puts on a spread for his one-night stands. Spoons himself had come up with an idea when they were both showering. It was possibly the sight of Belinda's naked torso soaked in shampoo and running water, and ultimately her breasts pushing against the steamed-up glass shower enclosure, he had once again satisfied her rampant desire to totally fuck him.
What?
A few things there. That is a trad porn trope, isn't it?
Mm.
Juicy breasts against a glass shower enclosure.
Yeah.
Could you read that again? Sorry, I got a bit lost.
Okay, it's actually very difficult, this one. It was possibly the sight of Belinda's naked torso soaked in shampoo and running water, and ultimately her breasts pushing against the steamed-up glass shower enclosure as he once again satisfied her rampant desire to totally fuck him.
So he shagged her in the shower. Is that a really long-winded way of saying that?
And he's been inspired. He's come up with an idea.
While
a showering
he was shagging.
Idea.
And it was probably that. That made him come up with the idea. That's
the
what
breasts,
he's thinking.
The juicy breasts, as Alice says.
But he fucked her in the shower, or it made him want to fuck her?
No, the fucking in the shower made him come up with the idea.
Yeah, and actually she fucked him, so do you want to get it right?
Yeah, that agency I don't like, by the way.
Sorry. Spoons had loved building the shower, and he was glad it was getting some use.
Spoons built the shower?
He whittled the glass.
He blew it.
He stuck together the croissants himself.
Very absorbent.
Belinder. You know you once mentioned how you would possibly like to attend espionage school.
Not a thing.
When this was all over?
No.
Well, I'd like to propose a little taster. One which doesn't involve too much death, but would convince you, or otherwise, if this sort of business would be your cup of Ovaltine.
I feel like Ovaltine's got another shout-out elsewhere.
A Horlicks, was it, before?
Does your dad love a warm, frothy drink in
the
evening?
He loves a milky drink.
Milky beverage at night.
Yeah, a warm, milky drink is a friend of Rocky.
But he's not brand loyal. He will drink them all. Horlicks, yeah. Ovaltine.
A hot choc, little options, will he go for? I imagine they've all got a good douse of whiskey in.
Oh, you know it. A little dram here and there.
A little Irish Ovaltine.
Everything's Irish. Irish water.
He always goes, whenever we're out for dinner, he'll always be like, at the end, he'll be like, and I'll have one Irish coffee, please. And if you don't do it, just bring me some filtered coffee and a shot of whiskey with some cream on the side. Not an Irish coffee. Then he just starts making his own Irish coffee with like some hideous Nescafe.
I had a question about what you just read. This is news to us, isn't it? That she wants to go and train to be a spy?
Espionage school. I mean,
yeah, I can't remember ever mentioning that.
Also has shown very little aptitude for it, if you ask me.
Yeah, she's not the best material for a spy, I don't think. She's not very subtle.
And she's not that smart, dare I say.
She's got a good mind, though. She'd keep a lot of things in her head. A lot of things would be secret because her mind's
thinking. She'd be good at compartmentalising because everything's so detached.
Yeah,
and seducing people in like a Bond way. He should be good at that.
That's true.
Well, that's obviously how Rocky thinks of spy school.
James, Belinda breathed sexily enough. I thought you'd never ask. When do I start my handgun training?
A handgun?
Oh, sure, yeah, that's lesson one.
Whoa, not so fast, James replied, laughing. Not so fast,
said Father Christmas.
What I propose is that you travel with me to East Berlin next Tuesday. My backup team in the Shard have managed to set up a business meeting with Besh. I'll meet Besh under one of my undercovers. And as my PA, you'll get to know Besh as personal assistant, Petra.
Ooh, so Belinda's going to come face to face with Besh.
That is exciting. But his team are based in the Shard.
And you sound so excited by it.
I'm just so confused by all of the logistics. Surely Besh would know who Belinda was.
Well, would he though? Well, she's think, quite new to the company.
But you'd think somebody, if she's so high up at Steele's, somebody would know who she was.
Yeah, and he's got getting all the intel from Giselle.
Oh shit, yeah. Duh. And Giselle knows her intimately, if you know what I mean.
And is James saying that he's going to be undercover? Because I cannot wait to hear what this outfit is, if so. It's going to be a really naff moustache, isn't it? Yeah. It's going to be a trilby.
He'll be on Belinda's shoulders with a really long
mac. Oh,
he'll have one of those pair of glasses with the fake nose and the fake moustache.
The full shebang.
The whole thing.
What I'm most looking forward to, though, is Jamie putting on a different accent over the Scottish accent to hide the Scottish accent.
Oh, I never even thought of doing that. What a fantastic plan. So, Belinda trumpeted in jollies.
Excuse me?
This was a plan she could excel at. Spooner smiled and rang his Shard team, requesting flight tickets and an immediate deep cover identity for Belinda.
Well, his PA is what he's already established. Great. How did they ever come up with that?
So deep, in fact, that she would be able to use it as many times over.
What? No backstory. What's your name? Nothing.
So deep, in fact, that she would be able to use it as many times over.
So, I don't even know what that means.
Does he think that if your cover's not blown, you get to recycle it? That it's not bespoke to every mission? What am I today? Your PA to James Spooner. What? But that's what I was in the last one. Off you pop.
That's of no help whatsoever to this particular mission. That's all we've got, sorry.
But before we embark on this mission, you must have your espionage training.
For those not in the know about espionage training, you go on a one-day course and then you're ready for the deepest, deepest.
Yeah, it's like a health and safety thing at work. You get a certificate at the end of the day and then you're done.
Do whatever you want. You
watch a few YouTube videos.
I imagine it'll basically be about voices, hairstyles and dodging questions and then sorted really, aren't you?
So, before we embark on your mission, you must have your espionage training. Spooner barked sharply. Oh. But before we embark on your mission, you must have your espionage training.
Ooh. All right.
Yes, Agent Spooner, sir. I understand, sir.
Since when is he in the army?
She's very obedient when it comes to the hierarchy. Belinda smiled deep within.
Blank face up front.
Steele's would always be her husband, but as boyfriends go, MI5 wasn't bad.
Well, hang on, she's going to be MI5 after this day training for espionage.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's a referral system where just because James Spooner thinks she's quite good that she gets to become an MI5 spy.
No, that takes years.
And also, she's going to be shit.
Steele's would always be her husband, but as boyfriends go, MI5 wasn't bad. After all, she reasoned with her head, some girls sing in the choir, others bake bread. Me, I trained to be a spy for Her Majesty's government.
That's us girls. They're the three categories.
Choir, baking, or spy.
Which one am I, actually? Yeah. I have been in a choir.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't really bake. I'm a good cook, but I can't really bake. And okay. I'm not a spy, so I'm the choir one.
You're the choir one. Congratulations. Yeah. Some girls sing in the choir. Others bake bread. Me, I trained to be a spy for Majesty's government.
That's what they do when you're a kid. They sit you down as a young girl and they go, you've got to make some big decisions, okay?
Business concluded. Spooner rolled up his sleeves and rolled down his foreskin.
Oh. Rolled down his foreskin?
Rolled, like
How big is it?
Rolled it back to base, as it were. What?
Like a banana, just peeling himself.
No, because if you roll it back, you're unsheathing the,
yeah,
the head.
So he's rolling it down to cover up the...
No, I think he's what, I think he's saying down.
Down.
Oh, you think covering
like
back up.
He's rolling it away. Yeah, covering it up.
So he rolled up his sleeves and rolled down his foreskin. He was shag-a-tag ready and tracked his tongue over Belinda's breasts and down to her vagina.
What's shag-a-tag ready?
Shag-a-tag ready. Never heard it.
Is that a thing?
Me neither.
What better way to kill a few hours before they flew into the Bish-occupied landmass of Ostdeutschland? Belinda lay back and waited for the inevitable advance on her clitoris, wondering idly what Petra would look like. Blonde, brunette, or even, God forbid, grey.
Oh, all right, ageist. Some of us have been grey since we were young, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're not a real ginger, are you?
All right, thank you.
Are you just totally grey underneath, then?
Underneath? It's not a wig.
I've seen what's underneath.
Well, no, we all have, because isn't that consistent with the hair dyeing?
Thanks.
You'd be full grey.
I wouldn't. It's not at the back.
At the back? Stuff like a rat's tail that was no, lovely brown.
No, you know how old ladies often have, like, it's dark on the crown?
Right.
That's kind of the vibe.
Okay.
But maybe I should do it, because a young person with grey hair, quite cool. Not that I'm young anymore, so maybe I've missed the boat.
Yeah.
You're going a bit grey.
Yeah, I am. A bit salt and pepper on the side. I don't mind, though. I'd be quite happy. Yeah.
Do you think it's accelerated since we started doing this?
Well, Jamie's remained remarkably...
I have no grey, but I'm quite a lot younger than you both.
Well, absolutely, than James, yeah.
What?
You're me and Jamie are a different generation to you, really.
Mm. What are you?
We're millennials. What are you?
I'm millennial. What are you? Millennial?
Are you? You must be only just.
You bastards. How old are you?
You can't be...
What? Shut it, you. Shut it, witch. How old are you?
I'm 32, sir.
32. So we're 2 years apart.
Well, you've just had a signature birthday.
35.
We can edit that out. Alice, how old are you?
A lady never tells.
Yeah, no, okay, fine. But we're 1 year apart. What's your stage age?
You're
What's
35,
his only Wikipedia?
I'm 33.
Stage age.
Cheeky bastard.
Do you want me to say your age?
I'm just said 33.
Oh, there we go. There we go. And the rest, dear.
So anyway, she's wondering what Petra would look like, blonde, brunette, or even, God forbid, grey. Belinda and Spooner stood outside RADS, the Royal Academy of Drama and Stuff.
Shut up.
So RADA, but didn't use it.
For legal reasons, just drama and stuff. It doesn't get the best acting talent, but that's the point, Spooner pointed out. No spy to be wants to be exposed by clever chameleons like Dame Helen or Stanley Tucci.
Sorry, what?
What are you on about?
Don't look at me like this. I'm just reading the book.
Okay, so we're going to the drama school where they train up spies.
But it's
presume.
A shit drama school.
So that you don't get called out by... Because I guess
by
Stanley
Dame Helen Mirren.
Well, I guess Stanley Tucci would go, I see straight through you. You spy.
No one wants a spy to suddenly be good at acting and then get a job and then become an actor, I guess.
What are you on about?
I don't know.
What is this?
It's RADS.
It's not RADS.
It's very much less than RADS. Okay, keep going.
But why not keep the undercover training in-house? Spooner shrugged. Buggery budget cuts, Belinda. Belinda nodded like a sage. She knew this world all too well.
What?
Okay, so... He's saying that they send the spies to become better spies by being better actors, which I guess is true. You have to be able to, like, play the part. But they send them to a genuine drama school where other people are studying drama, but they don't send them to the best one out there because the really good actors would see straight through them, like Stanley Tucci and Dame Helen Mirren, and they'd be like, wait a sec, you're not an actor, you're a spy. So they send them to this shit cheat one, and she's going to go there, we presume, for what? A day course? An afternoon?
She's going to come out like high kicking.
But why does Belinda know this world? Has she got a theatrical background?
Oh, no, I think that's to do with the budget cuts.
Oh, she knows about budget cuts, sure.
I was so excited for a young Belinda making it in the audition room.
She knew this world all too well. Only a month before the explosion, Tony had slashed her operating budget to 30% of increased turnover times the fall in profit projections for 2023.
There's the business.
All versus the Russian account's gains.
Oh, absolute nightmare. Total nightmare.
No. You have the best acting mistress in the biz.
Not what they're called.
But please, dear God, be careful. She's from Liverpool.
Cannot wait for this voice.
Accent, accent. Jim is gonna do an accent.
She's from Liverpool.
Well, and that's why you should be careful. Rude.
Belinda gulped. She'd heard of the place, truer than the sun.
Heard of the... Of course she's heard of the place.
Heard of Rads?
No, Liverpool.
Oh.
Liverpool.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it rings a bell. Liverpool. She's 29 years old.
She'd heard of the place, truer than the sun. But she'd never dared visit.
Dared? What is this? What is this prejudice?
Liverpool's lovely. I've been to Liverpool.
Yeah.
The people are lovely.
She could do with a little course at Lipper.
Lipper?
Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts.
Oh, there we go.
And stuff.
And stuff. Lips.
She'd heard of the place, truer than the sun. But she'd never dared visit. Manchester, yes. She wasn't a sewer rat. But Liverpool? She shuddered as she grabbed the great knob of Dionysus.
What? Also, she's not a sewer rat, so she went to Manchester. Like, what's the implication that...
Well, you've got to bear in mind, we lived in Manchester for a long time. Liverpool and Manchester.
A rivalry.
Friendly, but quite, you know, it's a thing.
Well, that's very much coming across.
Sorry, just as we left that sentence, she was grabbing the dick of a statue, I believe?
Dionysus, the Greek god of wine? And I guess performing arts.
Right.
Don't look at me, I went to a normal school.
We all went to a normal school. She shuddered as she grabbed the great knob of Dionysus. Before twisting it good and proper, she turned to Spooner. Spoons, I like the personal touch. What's her name?
Wait for the name!
Ah, that's code word. Good luck.
What?
Code word. Mistress code word.
What do you mean? What is the code word?
Code word means it's like secret.
Oh.
It's like code word clearance.
But surely she's going to have to call her something. So I don't need to know her real name, but I need to know what I'm going to call her in the class. You don't have to tell me anything about her, but you're going to have to tell me what I'm going to address her as.
It's code word, okay?
It's code word.
I love that Jamie word. Just told us what code word meant. Code word means it's secret. Yes, thank you.
You're right, code word.
Huffing but fair, Belinda opened the door.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The room wasn't grand at all. It was just a room.
Hello, pet. Your eyes.
Oh, my God. Sweet, holy mother of God.
That's very good. Also, did you see the glee he delivered that with?
The hesitation before he let out that first beat.
Hello, pet. You all right?
You all right, more like.
Don't stand on ceremony. I'm Jeremiah St. Frost First.
Mm?
Mm?
Jeremiah St. Frost First.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
St. Frost First.
G-E-R-R-A-M-I-A.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, H.
This is a vocal warm-up.
How now, brown cow?
Say after me, Jeremiah.
G-E-R-R-A-M-I-M-A.
Jeremiah, yeah.
I'm Jeremiah.
Should we say Gera or Jera? What are we going to do?
Let's say what we feel in the moment.
I'm quite keen on Gera.
Gera, okay. Should we make it Jeremiah? Okay.
I'm Jeremiah St. Frost First.
Jamie, we can't make it anything it's not. We just read what's on the page.
The legend of subtle acting crossed the room and planted not two, not three, but 8 air kisses in the vague vicinity of Belinda's left and right face cheeks.
8.
That's what the good actors do.
So that's like... that feels very long. It's like a long time.
A chorus dancer in her youth.
Oh, great. This is Geremima.
Geremima. A chorus dancer in her youth, Geremima had opened up her acting school for young delinquents in the early 1990s.
It's such an old name.
Like Bugsy Malone.
That's such a parent era word.
Black Wednesday had hit her troupe of players hard. So she had little choice but to share her worldly talents to the innocent children of the future.
I mean, dare I ask what Black Wednesday is?
That was in the 90s, wasn't it?
What is it?
It was like a stock market crash, wasn't it? Google it, just double check. I think under John Major.
16th of September 1992. Oh, it's the anniversary, pretty much. When a collapse in the pound sterling forced Britain to withdraw from the European exchange rate mechanism.
Oh, very timely.
That is quite timely. I think it was a bad day for Britain, really.
Bad day.
And that really impacted the chorus girls and drama schools of the world, yeah.
He says, Black Wednesday had hit her troupe of players hard, so she had little choice but to share her worldly talents to the innocent children of the future, then spies.
It's the natural progression from juvenile
young delinquents. Despite, it kind of is, actually, when you think about it.
I'm really not sure it is. Don't just skim over that. I cannot wait to hear some of her pearls of wisdom.
I wouldn't hold your breath, huh?
Well, I've never trained in the dramatic arts. James, you have, I imagine.
When I was a kid, I did do free Saturday morning drama near my house.
Actually, I did something similar, like just in the Methodist church. I mean, it wasn't Methodist acting. It just happened to be in the Methodist church.
It wasn't very good. I just giggled a lot.
I obviously grew up in the
theatre. Yeah, we know.
Spent most of my youth backstage at the theatre, the club theatre in Altrincham.
Not most of his youth on stage, most of his youth backstage. Doesn't tell you everything you need to know. Swilling a vodka tonic backstage.
Lingering around.
Cigar in hand, year 4.
Why are you backstage at a theatre?
I used to hang out at the theatre because all my mates were there.
You didn't just hang out at the theatre.
Me and my sister, we did, and our friends.
What do you mean all your mates were there?
At the weekend.
What do you mean? What, all of your 40-year-old actor mates? Hi, Mum, can my friend come over for dinner? Yes, sure, darling. Who is it? It's 50-year-old Michael Smith.
My God. There was a very camp old man called Mike.
Oh, God.
He used to walk with a cane. I don't know whether it was for a prop or he actually had a limp, but he really made that cane
work for him.
Yeah.
What, and you'd just hang out, the two of you?
No. He was in the club theatre, but we would go... So there was like a Saturday school.
So confused.
So why were all your childhood friends 50-year-old men?
No, they weren't. A lot of my friends were just kids that were my age.
Yeah.
But then there was an upper tier of...
But why were you all hanging out backstage at the theatre? That's what I don't understand.
You can't just wander around.
No, you can. That was what was great about it. And we would just... We'd write plays.
What are you on about? We'd write plays.
Well, you know that I was Toad of Toad Hall. We've talked about
this. You were in a play where you were Toad of Toad Hall. We've heard that till the cows come home. But I'm with James. Very unusual behaviour to just be wandering around aimlessly backstage.
Wandering around aimlessly. I was hanging out.
Right, at 7 years old, writing plays backstage. With 50-year-old Michael Smith on his cane.
Me and Mike were...
What world were you living in?
We weren't friends, Mike and I. We weren't not friends, but, you know, it would have been weird to hang out.
Did you invite Widow Twanky to your birthday party when you were 8?
It was actually really fun.
Defensive. Quite defensive about Mike, isn't he?
Yeah.
About Big Mike, about Uncle Mike.
About Mike, specifically. How is Mike getting so much fucking airtime? Who's Mike?
I think we're really dull.
That's a name I haven't heard in many a year.
We had
Vicky Lane. She taught us. Val Harris.
These are made up names.
But they do sound like old world drama people.
Yeah,
don't
Val
they?
Harris.
Val Harris.
Yeah, they were great. They were really fun. And Dad used to pick us up. So
what? Did he just leave you there?
Yeah, and then we'd like put on plays, and Mum and Dad would come and see us in them and stuff.
Why is he acting so casual?
Yeah, why is he delivering it so straight?
Alice, some people sing in a choir, others bake bread. I hung out at the club theatre as a child.
This is mind-boggling that we've never heard this before.
That's bizarre. What a bizarre childhood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know how ridiculously eccentric my parents are. Is it much of a... Is it really a surprise?
Everything's starting to piece together. It's all starting to make a lot
more
sense. They
were like, you need to go and be creative and, you know... express yourself. And,
you know. I know, but I thought you had a grasp on how batshit that was, but no, you don't because you're delivering it in such a weird way. No. Why won't you come back to us?
Indoctrinated at the club theatre, Alice.
You know that bit in Home Alone 2 where the homeless woman lives in the roof of the theatre? That's what I'm imagining for Jamie. He's just like... He's set up shop at the back of the theatre.
Oh, it was fun.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
This is a whole, honestly, a side of Jamie I've never heard about. He's way more thespy than he ever let on.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was an interesting time.
James, so, say something for God's
sake. I can't wait to read his memoirs, honestly. They're going to be...
We know a fraction of his life. You know when they say we know 1% of the things that live under the sea? I feel like we know like the tip of the iceberg about this man.
Yeah, what makes him tick? Why is he so good at accents?
Exactly.
I'm not. I'm terrible, as everyone tells me on Twitter every day.
Well, we know who to blame. Val Harris.
There you go. R.I.P.
Oh, is she left us?
Not with I'm assuming so. I mean,
I'm assuming.
She's
pretty old when they were friends. He's been to so many funerals.
Oh my God.
Honestly, you shouldn't have to lose so many friends.
The curse of being a 7-year-old with 80-year-old pals.
Anyway.
Was your first girlfriend 60? Veronica Lane. She was a beauty. She left me her entire fortune.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God. Why has he had just a whole other life? Oh my God.
One of my friends from the club theatre came to my 30th birthday, actually. You might have met him, Patrick.
He was the chap in the corner in the wheelchair.
He was the fella doing the Charleston.
He was in an iron lung.
He had some wonderful stories about the war. I hope you managed to catch up with him.
It's outrage.
Oh, God. Oh my God. Too fucking funny. Val fucking Harris.
Jamie Morton, you have lived a life, and so have your friends.
Okay. She wore headscarves of muslin silk each and every second Thursday, and her wobbly body danced and jiggled to its own tune beneath her swathes of loose fabric and shawls.
I know that's a stupid description, but I can picture her.
Yeah. Straight away.
Now, here's the secret of what we do. Acting is the art of pretending to be someone that you're not actually the person of.
Oh, very good. Brilliant.
Give her the check. Fucking hell. Where did you come up with that, Miss First Frost, or whatever you know?
Saint Bartholomew.
Why is she a saint?
It's the moonstone of espionage. So don't go blowing your alter ego down the offy, all right?
Sorry, what down does the moonstone mean?
It's the moonstone of espionage. I don't
know. Must mean like the central tenet.
So Geronimo McGee, whatever she's called, she is in on it then. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so.
So it would
well,
be...
Well, she's mentioning espionage.
I think she does classes for spies. I think this is a one-on-one, spy class.
Right.
Any acting experience, Belinda? Yes. I played a Spanish onion at school.
A Spanish onion?
What's a Spanish onion? A shallot?
Just a big fat onion. You wouldn't say anything, surely.
In what production? I don't know. Very avant-garde.
Belinda blinked. I see. Well, we'll have to work on that, won't we? Spoke the lovey.
I'm not sure she needs to work on it. I'd say that role's dead and buried.
Belinda looked crestfallen.
Oh, no. Oh, because of the diss, right. Mm.
I mean, crestfallen as well. Not
lovely with Spanish onion.
Crestfallen, yeah.
Got half an omelette there.
Belinda looked crestfallen. Smile, woman. Make me believe your glee.
She's going undercover as a member of the Glee team.
Well, Belinda couldn't muster even a half lip twist.
Half lip twist? Oh, come on.
The word Glee reminded her of the Glee team.
Well, it would, yeah.
And Giselle's monstrous betrayal.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear Belinda. I'm not sure you've got the stuff.
No, I don't think so either.
Based on that?
Based on that.
The fact she couldn't even smile. Actually, to be fair, yeah. Give me a smile. Oh, I can't.
You're going to go through some really tough times. If you can't even make a wriggle out your top lip or whatever it said, then you'll probably get killed. I mean, like, this is life-dependent stuff.
A half-lip twist.
A half-lip twist. Mm. My apologies.
As quick as a bat, Belinda knocked herself out of her head. How rude, she said internally. If this old tart wanted a performance.
I'm already so excited.
Tart. You old tart. Oh.
If this old tart wanted a performance, she was damn so going to get one.
Wait, she's not going to have sex with her, is she?
With that, Belinda flashed the acting mistress an ankle of purest skin, a toothy smile and an intoxicating blink. Then she showed her boobs.
Oh my God.
That's not acting.
Oh, Miss St. Frost first. Have I done something wrong?
Oh, God.
Belinda said in her best bedroom voice.
Is she going to get tangled in those scarves, those silks?
Giggled the excitable Geremima St. Frost first. It's just that you turn me on so much. I can't stand to see you in clothes.
I feel a little uncomfortable.
Why?
Teacher, pupil,
yeah.
Geremima's just trying to do a job. Also, I picture her as around 93. Not that 93-year-olds can't have a sex life, but...
You know, we've all got friends that age, so...
They're just people to shame me.
It's just that you turn me on so much. I can't stand to see you in clothes. Your beauty is distracting me from my acting.
I hate this voice. I hate all of this.
Belinda's potion of flattery boinked its home run. Within many minutes, the acting mistress had done a forward half roll, meaning her tits were on her chin and her dresses were over her head.
Dresses? How many has she got on?
Olden times, isn't it?
Her short legs were kicking skywards. And like many great dames of the stage, she wasn't wearing panties.
Is that a thing?
don't say panties, James's worst word.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
What, like some of our best actresses don't wear knickers?
I don't know.
Some of our best mature actresses.
What, Maggie Smith is going commando, is she?
Well, I don't know. Downton Abbey. I don't know how we'd know that.
I was gonna say, also, when do they agree that? When do you decide you're such a good actress that... No more knickers.
Yeah, do they ring Judi Dench and go like, just checking, do you wear bloomers?
Oh, I'm ravenous for your pussy pubes, mistress.
Oh, no one's ravenous for pubes.
Have you not had any breakfast, pet? Geremima asked as she exposed Belinda to her knickerbocker glory.
Sorry, that's what it's referred to as. Mm-hmm. Her knickerbocker glory.
Isn't a knickerbocker glory like a big tall ice cream?
Have you not had any breakfast, pet? I have no, twinkled Belinda as she started to munch on Geremima's frilly lids.
Why are they frilly?
Got lace around the edge.
They were good, mature and deep in their crevices. A map well trod with secrets to tell.
Sure.
Oh my God, Belinda! Fuck me sideways and up the wall!
Jesus Christ!
Screeched Frost first. Belinda did as Belinda does. And
just choked on my own spit.
Belinda did as Belinda does. And Geremima St. Frost first was gagging for it, all delirium and hum. She was in so much intense pleasure that her whole body was jolting like an electrocuted hamster in the comic strips of yore.
What?
Do you want to know a secret? Belinda spoke onto her fizzing face.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, sis. Please do tell all, moaned the acting mistress. I don't find you attractive.
She was acting! And then... You're an ugly bitch. Surprise.
And that's the end of the performance.
Oh, Belinda.
So she's like, I don't find you attractive. Belinda whispered into her melting ear hole. Geremima St. Frostfirst's eyes spinned like a swirly lollipop spinned. Being twizzled on a stick.
Spun? No.
Spinned. Her mouth fell as wide as a half-open car boot, and her heart sank without trace.
She dead?
Heart sank without trace, like the heart of the ocean from Titanic.
You are a truly an actress for the ages.
Give that woman an Oscar.
What a stupid exercise.
I love that. I don't find you attractive.
Also, if we recall, it wasn't that good acting, just out of the blue. But I can't get on with this lesson while I'm looking at you.
Oh my God, this is genius.
So dumb.
Belinda Blumenthal, you have passed Her Majesty's undercover test. Congratulations.
That was it. She was with her for about 10 minutes.
Belinda wiped her mouth of vaginal resin and beamed.
Resin, why so sticky?
She strutted out of rads, practising her Oscar speech and adjusting her G-string thong. Next stop, the undercover mission with spoons and East Berlin.
I can't believe that is the extent of fucking espionage training for MI5.
That's so funny. Very good.
Let me tell your face, that's what you got.
Honestly, I'm just laughing internally. It's really brilliant.
Much like Belinda's internal smile.
Yes. But you're right. She's not qualified. Let's face it. She's not qualified. She doesn't know what she's going into.
She's balls this up, isn't she, in Berlin?
If one of the tasks or one of the requirements isn't to seduce somebody, I mean, that is the extent of her range.
Interesting. So she's now going to go on this mission in East Berlin, hopefully.
I'm pretty hyped for this.
Yeah.
You know, when you become like a knight, you become a sir and things like that. Do you get a title when you're a spy? Agent, I guess.
Agent.
Is she now Agent Blumenthal?
Well, Agent Spooner is Agent Spooner, so... Yeah.
True.
Agent Blumenthal.
I'm just so tempted to just throw the live show out the window and just make it an evening with Jamie where he tells us about his life in the theatre.
Or we're on stage and he's backstage writing something.
Oh, no, that's perfect.
Good. I would like to do that, yeah.
Well, a lot of people have bought a lot of tickets to see you on stage, so maybe we should set up a camera back there or something. If you haven't got a ticket yet to come and see us, we are touring all over the place. Australia.
Mm-hmm. New Zealand.
America.
Canada.
UK.
Europe.
Ireland.
Yeah, we're going everywhere. Just go to mydadwriteaporno.com/live for all of the dates and information of how to get tickets. It's going to be so fun. Brand new stuff from Rocky. And as this chapter is any kind of indication, it's going to be batshit.
If you want to keep abreast of all of our things, then you can go to My Dad Wrote on Instagram.
You can. At Dad Wrote a Porno on Twitter.
We're on Facebook, as usual. God, if they don't know by now, what are we? Series 5, Episode 4? Jesus Christ, where have you been? They turn off by now, don't they? You can email us as well at mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
So people need to pack their bags. We're off on our travels. We need the appropriate, stamps and visas, don't we?
Oh, what, for East Berlin?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, we don't, because it doesn't exist. Fine.
That's true.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.